personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Leaf, who will help you get started in building your real estate empire. Grow your self-confidence, find your grit, and get the skills needed to dominate the real estate world. This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Leaf.
I was able to keep our special guest, Dan Donovan, around from T&M Protection Resources, and we were discussing golf, and I was at Shinnecock last year. We were discussing how golf is the thing they're saying that is going to be the event that continues. And I'm still even concerned because I went to Shinnecock. When you walked the golf, everyone was on top of me. I was being touched by everyone. It felt like a New York City subway, although I wasn't getting molested enough. I like that a little. No, it was.
Unsure.
No, in the subway, people touch into you. It's exciting. So I use Purell. So when you're going into these events, is there some sort of crowd control that they're going to need to come to someone like you, Dan, to be able to keep people social distancing? In the first segment, you said there's self-responsibility. I think that applies really well until you go to fans. Fans aren't good at self-responsibility.
Yeah, I think it's a great point. Golf, I think, is going to be a little different, right? They are going to start their first events in Texas as of now with no fans. I think that's very manageable. When they get to their majors, and I think it's the PGA Championship or the Open that's planned to be in San Francisco in September, you know, I got to believe that they think they're going to have fans, and they're going to have a lot of messaging out there, right, about spacing. I think, you know, when you see people bring their own chairs and they get you at the Masters and they're all close together,
Yeah. You
know, crowded around a particular green, I think that they'll be out there, you know, pushing those people apart a little bit. I think Wynn Entertainment, in fact, just came out with a great document, I thought, and it's, you know, at their casinos, what they're thinking is if you and I and Lauren are together and we came kind of as a family and a group, we can hang out together and be at the craps table. But there's going to be spacing between groups that are traveling together, families that are traveling together. So I think there's all of those elements are going to come into play.
Let's talk about this messaging, because I am an attorney and I get messaging. Like, the first thing I did when I bought a building recently was making a sign up for reasonable accommodations in Braille. As I said, I don't want to get sued for someone that's disabled. But for someone who doesn't know how to do that, this sounds like a logistical nightmare to me. How are they going to do these signs? Is that something I can outsource to someone like you? Do you guys make the signage for the messaging? Because someone needs to educate these fans and make them motivated, as you said, with Wynn Entertainment, to just stay with their family. How do we do the signage? Is that something that someone should just come up with their own? Is there a best-in-class practice? Is that something that we outsource? Tell me.
There's actually companies that specialize in doing exactly this, the signage plan. Now, a company like ours, we're going to do the crowd management plan, and we're going to say we're going to need signage here, 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 and here. And then there's other companies that we partner with or our event partners bring in, and they're like, all right, what do you want the sign to say? How do you want it to look? Do you want it to be this tall? Do you want it to be that way, this way? And so all of that, there are consultants that totally focus just on signage plans.
But
I think that they're going to be in high demand.
Dan, but you and I, we work with some high-end people, some major publicly traded companies. We've been talking about it. I don't know what your experience is, but when I'm talking to a C-suite executive, they just say, get it done. So when they say to you, get it done, you're going to hire the signage person. You're going to get these people in for them and solve the whole solution. Is that what I'm getting from you?
Absolutely. We'll bring the package to the table to ensure that their team doesn't have to worry about the details.
So,
right? They're going to worry about running their business.
Exactly.
They're going to run the details for them.
Exactly. So if, for example, the Major League Baseball comes to you and says, we want to open up these three cities, and then we're going to gradually have people start coming in to be fans, and we need a signage plan, and we need a messaging plan, and we need a self-responsibility plan, you would be the guy that would be writing up, not you necessarily, but your team would be writing up policies to come up with this and bringing in the resources. So we talked about signage and messaging. What other things are going to end up in that policy?
I think the question that you're getting to, Andrew, is, what are we going to look like when we get to bringing people into stadiums?
You read my
right?
mind.
If Major League Baseball says, "All right, we're gonna have these games with no fans,"
No.
And then we see the test data go down and all of these positives about COVID, and we actually get to where we might have a vaccine and all these great things, or in certain regions they're going to say, let's start having fans.
Yeah.
Right? That stadium is then going to turn to their internal team, their consultants. We consult with a number of the stadiums, and they're going to say, help us with this. Like, what is it? Are we talking about 25% of the crowd that can be let in?
Yeah, 50% tell me.
Or 100%?
That's what I want to know. Exactly.
I personally think it's going to be really difficult to do something with 25 or 50% of the fans.
Think about the price on StubHub. Just think about that for a second. If only 25% of fans, these tickets, I'm not going to be able to afford them. I need 100%.
Yeah. I mean, look, I think 100%, we've got to have some a vaccine. I honestly believe that we're going to have to be there, or in a geographic region that, you know, has less deaths. You know, test numbers doesn't do it for me, because testing is so sporadic, right? We've got to see the fatality rate going way down in a region and then say, okay, we can have people in a seated area where if you're in seat 10, let's say, Andrew, you've got your four season tickets to the Islanders.
Yeah.
But you happen to be in the middle of that seating section.
Okay.
Right. And I tell you, hey, you can come this week. You can have your two even numbered seats and your two odd numbered seats tomorrow. Right? Today, two even, tomorrow, two odd.
Okay.
Okay. I'm at 50%. Now you get to your seat and you happen to have 9 through 12 in a seating section that's got 20 seats.
Okay.
First of all, I probably didn't manage social distancing very well with you just getting you inside the building.
Yeah.
Because right? I'm still putting you through security screening, ticket scan. You know the garden, five floors up to get to your seat.
And the garden's got great food now. Like, I'm going to be going to the food concession. I'm seeing a disaster there, too.
Yeah, like, you know, in between periods, what am I going to do with 25 or 50% of the crowd going to concessions and restrooms?
And, yeah, the bathroom. Right? Like this is going to be dirty.
How am I even going to get you out of your middle seat? You're going to cross over 5 or 10 people to get out of your middle seat to get to the aisle. So, look, the leagues, the professional leagues, the collegiate, they've got a lot of variables to get under control before we can have... And it pains me to say this, before we can have fans in the buildings.
All right, so I'm thinking I'm going to get through just with NFL draft. I'm hoping that's going to get me where I need to go, because I'm feeling not so confident that we're going to be back at the stadiums really quick. But I need food. I just need to go out and get some restaurants. I just need to get a drink and not be, you know, I don't know if you have kids, but we have the kids, we're homeschooling. This is like, I just need a cocktail. So when am I going to get to go to a restaurant and have a cocktail? Is this something that's viable?
Yeah, I think that's viable. And I'm going to go back to the geographic discussion. We've seen the Georgia governor, like, he's going to open things back up gradually, right? There's going to still be social distancing. And I think the people in this first phase are going to be really responsible. At least, you know, my 30-year-olds and over, I'm counting on them to be responsible. My 21 to 30-year-olds, I'm not counting on them very much.
Well, they're still in spring break. They've still been drinking. They haven't left yet. They're just in Florida drinking. I saw the pictures.
Right. So... I think it's critically important that we get these people, the restaurant staff, back to work. Our economy is, you know, if we don't get that level of people back to work, we're in much deeper trouble than we already are. And I'm not an economist, and I'm financially not very sound myself, but I think it's really important, right?
I
do think we have to get restaurants open, and you and I need to meet at a bar and have a beer, and we're going to have a lot of different thoughts in our heads, right? I got to be smart about going out.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not caring for elderly in my home. You know, I don't have young kids. My kids are older. So I'm gonna feel more comfortable meeting you for that drink. It'll be a glass of wine or bourbon for me. And we're going to have a good conversation. I'm going to believe that you're doing the right things. You're going to believe that I'm doing the right things. We're going to meet and we're going to have a cocktail and share some you know, some public exposure.
But you and I know each other, and you and I know that we're going to be doing the right things, and we can rely about it. But what about that bartender who's given you that nice bourbon and is saying, hey, Andrew, here's your mojito. And what about them? Why should they trust us? They don't know that we're not idiots. Like, I don't know if you see that people are going and congregating together. And yes, I think you're an idiot if you're going to congregate together to go protest stay-at-home orders. Go out all you want, but as you're saying, you have to have some self-responsibility. And if you want to go out, at least don't congregate with hundreds of people in a protest. Like, go out to do something else. So my question is, why should that bartender, why should she trust that you and I aren't idiots?
I think you pose a very interesting dilemma. And that bartender, they may still be wearing the face mask.
Yeah.
Right, just to protect themselves. And their hands will be dry for the amount of Purell that they put on their hands in between serving different drinks, right?
And touch-free payments, I'm thinking they're not going to want to be handling all the money and the credit cards. There's going to be touch-free payments you're going to need to be doing, right?
Well, exactly. And it's a huge topic for, you know, going back to the sport and entertainment business. Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, who's a great client of ours, they went cashless 12 or 18 months ago.
Okay.
So there is no cash exchanged. It's all electronic from your phone. So they're on the cutting edge. A number of facilities, stadiums, arenas, restaurants, etc., are going to have to move to this to just gain consumer confidence.
If you're one of these people,
I don't want to be peeling.
Dan, yeah. They're going to have a million questions because I have a million questions. And if you're one of these people that operate an office building, you operate a restaurant, you operate a stadium or a concert hall, I am speaking with Dan Donovan from TNM Protection Resources. And I'm going to just tell you how to reach Dan because I have lists of questions, Dan, because I'm already thinking, should I not have the mojito? Should I have the bourbon you were having? And we are doing the wings on the draft, but we need to know how to open the economy. And the people that are making the plans, the people that know all the resources with the signage, the people that know about the multi-phased approach, the people that run the stadiums, the arenas, the people in the conversation, the ones that know is Dan Donovan. You can reach him at 770-312-7925. Dan's from TNM Protection Resources. Thanks so much for being with us.
Have you ever dreamed of owning a rental property, flipping a home, opening a successful business? This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Lieb.